Hello again. It's Pastor Bob, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, strangers and enemies. All are welcome to the Advent Daily Devotion. And we take our devotion from the new book by John Pavlovitz called Lo, An Honest Advent Devotional. And today is the middle Sabbath of the third week of Advent. It's Wednesday. And our devotion today is called Closing Doors. Closing Doors. We have one scripture verse for today. It's from Luke chapter 2, verse 7. You know, sometimes it's dangerous to take a single verse from scripture and use it in ways it was never intended to be used. On the other hand, taking a single verse from scripture and just using it to meditate as if this verse contains everything I need to know today. See if that's the case for you. This is Luke 2, verse 7. Mary wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Here's our devotion today. I travel quite a bit, and often, despite my best efforts, I find myself somewhere overloaded with suitcases, falling behind, and breathlessly running toward quickly closing elevator doors, hoping kindness from the other side will reverse their direction just in the nick of time and allow me entrance. Some days, the reprieve never comes, and I find myself crestfallen as the invisible occupants inside travel without me, surely, I think, laughing at my expense. And when I am invited in, there is jubilation akin to Christmas morning, and a brief sense of coming home. The story of Jesus' arrival comes with similar rejection, with hospitality that proves elusive, with a less than enthusiastic greeting. No room in the inn. No room in the inn. That is where it all begins. It's a beautiful irony. The one who would set the biggest table for the world and be the most welcoming to the weary friends finds no initial hospitality. It's always difficult to be told you are unwanted or unwelcome, to find yourself outside of the space where you seek belonging or inclusion. As catalytic as community is, so is isolation. Either can be transformative. The calendar this time of year can tend to magnify feelings of estrangement or separation for many of us. The closed doors and dead ends and severed ties of our lives fill the foreground of our hearts. Dwell on the ways you feel like an outsider today, and allow yourself to feel the weight of the rejection and the loneliness that you might otherwise avoid. Find affinity in the child who arrives low and becomes refuge for humanity, and in whatever way you can, look for ways to give welcome to a world of weary travelers around you who are desperately hoping that someone will make room for them. That concludes our devotion for today. I hope you enjoyed it. We do have three questions questions for meditation and reflection based on today's devotion. And number one, given Jesus' hospitality to so many kinds of people, why do you think so many people still experience rejection and exclusion at the hands of professed Christians? Two, a closed door often comes with the death of something. A person, a plan you had, a dream you held, a future you envisioned. When and where have you faced a closed door? And what have you learned about yourself and or about God in that process? And three, our desire to know and be known is so powerful. Talk about or think about the strengths and the dangers of community when it is healthy and how it becomes toxic. When has community been a source of healing and when has it brought pain? That concludes today's devotion. We always leave you with a meditation or reflection word, but before that, a reminder, tomorrow, Thursday at noon at Roselands, our little Advent Cafe group will be sitting there chatting it up with some coffee and snacks, whatever you prefer, but it's a good time for fellowship and sharing. And that's at Roselands, tomorrow, Thursday, every Thursday in Advent at noon. Now, here's that word you've been waiting for, that meditation and reflection word that hits us all so heavily in this world. The word today is rejection. Rejection.